Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Thanks, Rahul. Well, we've just had the start gun, so I can see Pembroke M2 absolutely powering it towards me. I think I heard a spurious whistle there. I find it hard to believe anyone's that close yet. But Pembroke are coming towards me, blades absolutely in unison, still in their start sequence. That's a difficult bit about being at the head station. You're in your start on a corner. Cats do not look to be moving on them. Cats are having a bit of a difficult time. I'm told 3 subs in the cats boat due to illness and injury. Claire are moving up on cats as they're coming around the corner, but cats are putting in a good fight. Claire not gaining too rapidly. No whistles yet between cats and Claire. They're really moving on. Okay, that's one length between cats and Claire, but Emma and M4 are also moving up on Claire. Yeah, they're moving along strongly, I would say, just outside space in between the two of them. And then there's a bit of a gap before we get to Peterhouse. And then Maggie M3 closing very fast on Peterhouse now. I would say about half a length between them. Peterhouse just taking the corner now, very close. They're blazing.
To Rahul.
Flipping the bank. And let's go to Rahul at Grassy.
So as we get into Grassy, it looks like Cat M2 are fending off Claire M2. It looks like there might be a little bit of overlap there. It's true that Pembroke M2 are very far ahead here. There's a lot of clapping going on, but I don't think there's been a bump yet between Claire and Cat. Roars here. As further down the course, we've got Peterhouse, who look like they might be fending off LMBC M3. It looks like Emmanuel are going to row over. There's overlap here between first and third. Not first and third, Claire, and they've conceded their cats. So there's a big bump there. Claire bumping St. Cats on Grassy. Emma looks like they're going to row over because just behind them, it looks like LMBC have got overlap with Peterhouse M2. I think this is going to be a matter of when they concede, although they're now managing to pull ahead very slightly. There's a whisker between these two boats as they come round. They're going to go for a very tight line here. Whistles galore. And behind them, we've just had Selwyn come through. And they've got Robinson probably about half a length behind. Is there anything further up the course? Maeve at Ditton.
All right, Pembroke have just powered through, looking really strong, really professional. I think a lot of these rowers used to be M1 rowers, and you can really see it as they're rowing along. They're miles away. But now it's looking more exciting. LMBC are half a length off of Peterhouse, but Peterhouse are not that far off Emma. But, oh, no, it's like I think LMBC are going to bump Peterhouse very...
To Rahul.
They're gaining to Rahul now.
So on Grassy, Robinson are really chasing down Selwyn here. That's going to be something to look out for at Ditton. Do call over if you catch a bump there. Behind them, we've got Hit Horse. So that must mean that we've got a bump between Churchill M2 on first and third M3. Hit Hall rowing blades all over the place, to be honest. But they don't look like they're going to have to fight too hard. They're definitely not catching up in front. And Queens, who are behind them, M3, just taking a gentle row as well. Behind them, it looks like we've had another bump. Maudlin up on Girton M2, because all I can see at the moment is Emmanuel M3. Round at Ditton, do we have anything, Maeve?
Yes, very dramatic happening here. So there's massive overlap Robinson on Selwyn, and they just bumped. They had so much overlap, they hit 7 blades, not stroke blades. And another very dramatic passing LMBC almost bumped Peterhouse M2. They had overlap, but they didn't bump as far as I saw. Maybe on the reach we have more news, Emma.
Yes, thanks, Maeve. I'm here on the long reach, and as they just passed around this corner, LMBC are indeed gaining on Peterhouse to the point where there's some very loud whistles and shouting going on the back. And they're within a metre of each other. It looks like there's an overlap as they're entering the straight. So it'll just be a case of if we can see, they can pull it through in the straight. But Peterhouse are also gaining quite strongly on Emmanuel. It looks like they're slowing down, but that might just be a trick of the straight edge. So we'll have to see what happens there down at the results tent.
So
Maeve, is there any more? Oh, sorry. There we go, Rahul.
No worries, Emma. At the bottom of this division, it looks like we've had a bump at the very bottom there between M2, as we called it, on Jesus M3 right at the beginning here, because Jesus is just paddling up. We think what that means is that Emma M3 and they've gone by, and Claire Hall also might be on for a row over. So we're going to want to keep an eye on that. Any news on Selwyn and Robinson? Maeve?
To Emma? No news on Selwyn and Robinson, but just to confirm, Emmanuel and Claire Hall M1 seem to be rowing over strongly.
Okay, Emma?
So here on Long Reach, yeah, again, we've got another two boats rowing past us quite hard. Trinity Hall M2 and Queens M3 have about two lengths between them, and Queens are pushing, are quite hard, do have some very strong strokes, but it seems that Tit Hall maybe just took a better line earlier on because they've got quite a bit of distance. Coming up behind them in about six lengths time is Emmanuel M3, who have lots of space either side of them. There's still a lot of shouting that you may be able to hear because they're being pursued by Claire Hall M1, but there is at least four boat lengths between them. So let's see if the tailwinds that we had earlier in the day maybe pushes one of those boats through to a bump further down the course. So Rahul, do you want to call it as it stands?
I think I will. Just to double check on that Peterhouse and LMBC, we didn't actually see a bump there, did we?
No, we didn't see a bump, but all three boats, Emmanuel M2, Peterhouse M2 and LMBC M3, were really, really close. So I'm going to get on my bicycle now and see if I can find out what happened.
And did you manage to catch Selwyn or Robinson?
Selwyn and Robinson were bumped earlier than me. I think Maeve called that at around Distant Corner. Yeah. Yeah,
brilliant.
That was a wonderful bump because it was right in front of the plough.
Thanks so much, Emma. So it sounds like we're going to need to get you on the bike to the results tent to find out what happened between Emma, Peterhouse and LMBC. But the call's right from the riverside at the moment. Going up from the bottom of this division, we have Fitz M2 bumping Jesus M3. We think Claire Hall M1 and Emma M3 were set for rowovers there. Maudlin M2 bumping up on Girton well before Grassy. We've got Queens rowing over, we think, and Tit Hall M2 also rowing over. Churchill M2 bumping up on first and third M3, who are now on for their spoons. Robinson M2 bumping up on Selwood M2 around Diston, we hear. That means that Robinson are on for blades, Selwood on for spoons. LMBC, Peterhouse and Emma. We really are not sure here. It looked like a three-horse race going all the way to the end there, with possibly LMBC managing to get a bump in on Peterhouse. Claire M2 bumping up on St. Cat's M2 and Pembroke M2 rowing over at the top of that division is what we think.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And we're going to head live to the river now for the results from that M3 division. Emma.
Hello there, Jack. Yes, I've just cycled down to the results tent to get the results for the M3 division, and it's been quite a confusing one so far. I'll run down from the top now. So thanks for your patience with those three boats, Emmanuel, Peterhouse and Lady Margaret. First of all, Pembroke M2 rowed over. They stay at the sandwich boat for M2. St. Catherine's M2 were bumped by Claire M2. Emmanuel M2, Peterhouse M2 and Lady Margaret M3 all rowed over, though there has been some dispute between whether or not LMBC bumped up on Peterhouse, and that had to be confirmed by three different umpires before they confirmed it. Selwyn M2 were bumped by Robinson M2. First and third M3 were bumped by Churchill M2. Trinity Hall M2 rode over. Queens M3 rode over. Girton M2 were bumped by Maudlin M2, but called it as a late concession. Emmanuel M3 rode over. Claire Hall M1 rode over. And Jesus M3 were bumped by the sandwich boat Fitz M2, which Rahul called at the start as being a strong boat. So congratulations, Rahul. Maybe you should put some money on it next time.